Hey Alexa, you ready for the spotlight?
You know it, Jace. Let's hope I don't f*** it up this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to Jace the Producer presents The Shuffle.
Thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today I talked to a buddy of mine named Brimstone, a child actor, professional wrestler, podcaster, radio host, voiceover actor, video game artist, and even a comic book producer. He's everything, and I need to know how he does it. Brim, I want to start off by asking you a very serious question. Is there anything you haven't done, damn it? You are a child star, right? You are a podcaster, a former professional wrestler. You're still doing all kinds of podcasts and producing, and you have video games going on and comic books going on. What the hell is sleep, and when do you get it?
You know, that's a good question. I wish I knew. I do a lot, and you know, my schedules get pretty crazy, pretty hectic, and it's funny because sometimes, you know, people will try to set up interviews and do things with me, and you know, sometimes I have my assistant available, sometimes I don't. And you know, when I tell them, I'm like, look, I have to give all the information. Please send me all the pertinent information. Send it over so I can schedule it. I'll put it in with my assistant. They'll go through. They'll figure out what I need to do, and we'll make it happen. And some people just don't understand. They're like, well, what do you mean? You know what I mean? Or just like, well, here's a day. You know, can you? No, you don't understand. Like I have to know everything so that it fits into this ginormous, you know, 1,000-piece puzzle. You know what I mean? That is like 3 colors. You know what I mean? to figure out, you know, what the best form of action is going to be. And even though I might want to do, you know, the show, or, and this is nothing to do with you, obviously, I'm just speaking in general, you know, even though I might want to do an appearance or that show and so forth, it might not fit into that specific schedule. Because I don't have something that's on my official schedule online, you know, that's not you know, going to hold any real bearing on the fact that I have social media that I do. I do it on my own social media.
Yeah.
I have to spend a lot of time on that. I engage with my fans. I have to deal with all the phone calls of people that I have to deal with around the country and around the world. All the different, you know, things that I'm engaged in terms of, you know, endorsements and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Fact of the matter is people, what people don't see behind the scenes is what the time, you know, consuming is where the time consuming comes from. The time consumption. The fact is I'm going, you know, not 24/7, but I am going probably about, you know, anywhere from 18 to 20 to 21 hours a day, a lot.
Which really gets me because like me, you're a dad, you know, you have a life, you have a family, you have a wife, and those, you know, those need time. Those need attention. How do you avoid burnout?
Well, I can't say that I haven't burnt out on more than enough occasions. Usually I'll run myself through the windmill and I'll go and I'll go and I'll go. And my body has gotten used to it, you know, which is not a good thing. But, you know, my body's gotten used to going through the motions for so long that, you know, I can go for quite some time. And then after a while, I get burned out. I then have to schedule myself out for a day or 2 days where I just have to take a mental health day and just relax, chill. And even then, I'm still usually working. Can I tell you the only time that I hadn't worked or done pretty much not nothing at all, I didn't do anything, was when I had COVID. So for those 3 weeks, I did little to nothing. I barely looked at my phone. I barely spoke to anybody. It was when I made the posts. And then what do you call it, you know, just to let people know what was going on. Other than that, I spoke with Mr. Greer from GHR, and he handled anything that I had to handle at Grindhouse, you know, and that was it. I mean, I did nothing. That was the only time that I've sat around and done absolutely nothing for 3 weeks. And it was only because I physically couldn't. Hey, this is Brimstone. We'll be right back right after this.
The Grindhouse Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jace, the producer. Because of an ongoing issue that I have with the hosting company that hosts my show, I'm using this opportunity to redirect your attention to jacetheproducer.com/playlist. That's jacetheproducer.com/playlist to hear this full, unedited interview with Brimstone. Go check it out, jacetheproducer.com/playlist.